is Back to Reality.
It's the show where we discuss the most topical of topics, the most controversial of controversies, and the most important affairs of affairs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Dear listeners, sisters and brothers, ladies and gentlemen, from every single corner of the world, wherever you are, welcome to your program. This is Arab English Radio. You're hearing me from Back to Reality. I am your humble host, Asma, and here with me I have two very dear guests, Brother Hassanain and Brother Sayyid Jaffa.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Very pleased to meet you.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you for having us. Thank you for being here. So, as the ritual of this program, at the very beginning, we ask about the academical background of your study. So, shall you please tell us a little bit about your study?
Yeah, sure. I'm Hassanain and I'm from India. I'm an Islamic seminary student and studying in here in Qom.
So, wish you all the best. And you, brother?
Thank you. My name is Sayyid Jaffer. I'm from America. And I, myself, am also a seminary student studying here in Qom.
So, wish you luck. Thank you for being here. Well, in today's Back to Reality, we're going to discuss the Mother Tongue Day. Have you ever heard about it in past?
Not in past. Like, I just heard about it because it's a month of February. And I know, like, it's observed, like, globally on 21st of February, like, you know, International Mother Language Day. Well,
to be honest, before this, I have never thought about it. There is an international day for mother tongue. So there's a day for mother tongue, which has been celebrated all around the world. Can you please tell us a little information about Mother Tongue Day?
As I said before, like, it is observed globally on 21st of February.
Mm-hmm.
So the main idea is to recognize and promote multilingual diversity. So it also, this day, it also, you know, aims to preserve and transmit traditional knowledge and cultures through multilingual societies. Now you see that, you know, that many people, they live in a country,
yes,
but they originally belong to some different countries. Like,
yes,
their ethnicity is not as the country that they're living in.
Mm-hmm.
So they have the language that they speak in their country.
Yes.
And they have one language,
that's
which
considered.
We refer to as
and
mother tongue.
And perhaps they have
tongue.
Another language at university or at wherever they're studying.
Yeah, exactly. So it's like Sayyid Jaffer, him being an American, so his language is English. But I guess his mother tongue would be considered to be as Urdu.
I wasn't born in Pakistan. I didn't live in Pakistan. My mother tongue is English.
So,
because I was brought up in that
yes, that's
language.
Very true.
No, but that's what I'm trying to say. Like, Sayyid Jaffer, him being an American, he speaks in English, right?
Yes.
But his mother tongue is supposed to be Urdu. So the idea of Mother Language Day is the same thing, like to preserve the multilingual diversity.
So
you know, you should preserve your mother language.
Sorry, just to step in. Brother Jaffer, speak of yourself right now. Do you speak English at home?
At first, I did, because that was the only language I knew. So, obviously, I spoke the language that I knew.
But
later
your parents
on,
spoke in Urdu, right?
They spoke in Urdu. I couldn't respond back in Urdu. I would give I would understand Urdu to an extent, but I would respond back in English.
Just like what happens to other multilingual children. They understand their parents' language, but they cannot speak.
But they can't speak, yeah.
Yes.
That was the whole idea, mm-hmm, to preserve their, you know, their own language,
yes,
I might say, or their traditional language, mm-hmm, or the mother tongue. So this idea was approved by UNESCO in 1999.
So the idea is to keep the mother tongue language alive. We have studied something in linguistics that they do care about all the languages to stay alive. Even there are some specific languages, they've been spoken in some remote villages. They try in order to keep them alive, in order not to forget about those languages, because all those sets of rules are very important. So aside from that, let's come to this very point that why do we need to have a unique language in which it turns into an international language? Do you think there is a need for it to have an international language?
Yeah, I believe that the need for an international language is there to help different people from different parts of the world to, I guess, interact with one another.
To communicate.
Because if you have two people that speak two different languages, again, they're going to speak in their language to the other person, and neither one is going to understand the other,
mm-hmm.
right? When you have one language that's used amongst all the countries, it leads to less disagreements and issues because of, say, not understanding the other person's language.
You know, yeah. I guess two questions, I feel that...
You agree, first of all, you agree to have one international language?
That's why I say, like, the two questions arises over here. Should there be a common language?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there should be one. Because, you know, it'll be easier for, you know, like, interacting with
and
others.
And what's the other question?
The other question is, which language should it be? I say it should be my language.
And
he says
have
that
another
it should be
question.
His language.
Who decides which language?
Exactly. Which language should it be and who decides it?
Yes. So right now, let's go for a little break and we'll be back after just a short interval. Thank you for listening, guys. Please send any suggestion, any idea to our email that is englishradio@irib.ir.
We should look at the language with the most common speakers. We might say, like, you know, this language is spoken most in the world.
Mm-hmm.
So we can make this as a common language or like international language.
So can we consider
people.
English as a common international language?
One more
nowadays?
Question. One more question arises over here.
We
question
need some
is,
answers too.
Is yes. English the international language? It's been made the international language. You know, it's been forced to, you know, on people of different
mm-hmm.
societies.
Yes.
Like, you know, I'm from India.
So you mean there's an agenda behind the scenes?
Yeah, because, you know, you are the native of that language, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I guess that's in some point that's beneficial for you. Because in India, the language was Hindi and Sanskrit.
Exactly.
And, you know, and Urdu as well. But then these, when the Britishers, they occupied India.
Yes.
So they changed the language over there. They implemented, you know, they started schools in mm-hmm. English language.
Yes, that's very true.
So, but now, like, what I feel like is, you know, once now it has been the international language.
But India not being occupied, English would have not been prevailed that much, right, in India?
Yeah.
I feel like the language that's become the most, I guess, the most common international language was also based on who had, I guess, the most land, who took over the most.
Conquered more of land.
Exactly. The more you conquered, the more you were going to give
it's
your own language.
It's the story of colonized countries.
Exactly.
They
because Europe and England
yes,
colonized
yes.
most of the world,
mm-hmm.
their language reigned supreme amongst the whole world because they had
that's the point.
A foothold everywhere.
That's the
but
point.
But the whole idea about languages, you know, it's good, like, you know, to, you know, learn different languages.
It's very
never
good
a
to learn
bad idea.
Different languages.
Yeah, because, okay, nowadays, you know, English is used, like, more. It's mm-hmm. more common between the people.
Yes.
Like, you know, if we go around the world, like, you know, travel anywhere, like, you know, English has been spoken. English is spoken in most of the countries.
Do you think, do you have any possibility for this thing that I'm saying? Do you see any possibility for English to change into another language, for example, Chinese? To be the international language, for the Russian language to be the international language.
I don't think that'll happen.
Why not? Russia could take over the world. Russian is the new
yes.
world.
If that happens...
the new power.
Now, if that happens, yeah. They'll just simply remain as an international language, and no one will care about that.
Wait, that's what she's asking,
yeah,
right?
You won't go...
Any country that's the superpower... Mm-hmm. has the control, like, their language will become the international language.
Of course, let's talk about what do we mean by international language? Are you talking about the language that, you know, that's used in the international meetings, like, you know, the official, the governmental meetings?
No, that is being used in most of the countries.
A language
you know?
That can be used from two different countries,
the
two different cultures.
The second language of many countries, the second language we force our children to learn. Because if they go out, because if they are going abroad to study, they have to learn this language in order to communicate in a much better way.
Yeah, there has to be one international language, like, to communicate with others, like, with different communities. So, you know, you have an own language.
I'm just going to make this clear. I'm not saying don't have a second language.
Yes.
Don't preserve your own language. But the concept of an international language is that there are no arguments and issues caused between two different cultures that probably don't understand one another. Mm-hmm. That one common language is what's keeping the ties together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right? To portray one culture to another. I'm not saying, oh, look, because we have this one international language, there's no need for any other language. Now just know this one language. Obviously, now, preserving languages is also a big deal.
Yes, it's a very important thing to preserve. I told you, in linguistics, it's a very important fact to keep mm-hmm. your languages wherever you are, a small village or in a big country. Mm-hmm. Now, we said that superpowers occupied many lands. That's why their language prevailed everywhere. Language that we're studying based mm-hmm. on the mother country that is giving us that language, that country has to be superpower because the more you have to use their, I don't know, applications, since we are living in a modern world, you use their applications, therefore you have to learn their languages. You read their books, their history, their whatever, you have to know their language. Also, those languages have some perhaps easier structure, easier way to pick up, to get along with them. Mm-hmm. And also, we talked about the possibility of this international language to change. And we said, why not? Probably many things would happen in the future.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Back to Reality.
Ironically, the concept of the Mother Tongue Day came from a country that was split up into two parts, that had different cultures. And the concept of conserving and keeping that culture alive and that language alive mm-hmm. was really what brought up this concept of having a Mother Tongue Day, mm-hmm. of really recognizing all the different languages that there are in the world and giving them some significance that, look, there are other languages other than this one language that's used yes. by the majority of the world, right? To show the importance of keeping that mother tongue, in a sense, that language, that original language, amongst the youth even today.
You know what's very interesting to note about international language? Wherever you go to institutes and you want to learn some new languages, the things they teach you in their books is not just the language. You learn their culture as well. They would impose you with the thoughts and ideas they have, you know? Because, for example, many people did not know about some specific rituals in some countries.
You know, many speakers, like English speakers, they try to opt the Western culture.
Exactly.
Because, you know, English is basically what comes in our mind is like Western culture, Western society.
Exactly.
So that's what happened, you know? And, you know, Western culture, it's got like good and the bad mm-hmm. sides of it. So,
and also advertisement tells a lot in the story of international language. When we, I told you, I open up a page in the net mm-hmm. and then I have to learn English language. So that's the point. Advertisement also works a lot. All the applications I use, I have to know English. Propagandas, the plans that are being done behind the scenes mm-hmm. for a language to become the international language.
Yeah.
You are forced in order to learn that language.
Exactly. That's
There's
what I
no
say.
You don't... idea. Living in this world right now in modern days, you have to know English. You know what I mean?
Yeah, as I've said, you know...
For travel, for work, for everything, you have to know English.
That's what, right? You know, as I said, like, you know, world language today is considered to be English. But that's the other thing, you know, it's been made like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yes, it's been made like that.
It's been pushed in that direction.
Yeah, in that direction, yeah. Because they wanted their language to be, you know, the ruling language. Yeah. The ruling language.
Keep your languages wherever you are and preserve your cultures because it is your heritage. That's whatever you have. Thank you for listening to us. It was a very nice and amazing time to be with you and with you, two very dear guests. Thank you for sharing with us a boundless amount of information. Until another session of Back to Reality, I bid you farewell and I leave you to the protection of Allah. Thank you for listening to us.
يا الله يا رب العالمين يا رحمن يا رحيم يا ربي لدي أمة رائزك
يا الله
يا رب العالمين يا رحمن يا رحيم يا ربي لدي أمة رائزك لتصي دليلتك وانسكن.